The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Nature's insect control system is in trouble. Bats are dying by the millions because of a fungus very possibly brought to this country on the shoes of unknowing tourists. More after this from Charlie. A fungus that infects bats with something called white nose syndrome first appeared in 2006 at Howe Caverns, a popular tourist attraction in upstate New York. Suddenly, wildlife officials noticed more and more bats with white blotches on their nose and wings. Within 2 years, Scott Darling, who works with Fish and Wildlife in neighboring Vermont, started noticing bats basically committing suicide.
Seeing these bats flying out of these caves and mines here in Vermont in the middle of January, where the temperatures are far below freezing. They were dying right before our very own eyes, and we didn't know why.
It turns out the reason was the fungus made them so uncomfortable they woke from their winter hibernation and started hunting insects that weren't there so that they starved to death. And since healthy bats can typically eat half their weight in insects every day, that's not just a problem for the bats.
Many of these insects are crop pests that cost farmers millions of dollars a year in insecticide applications.
Steve Henry manages the Great Swamp Wildlife Refuge in New Jersey. He talked with CBS's Don Daler.
Are we seeing the extinction of perhaps a couple species of bats?
I think there are species of bats that are perilously close.
With the fungus now in 25 eastern states as far south as Mississippi, the question is what to do. Some bats appear to be naturally resistant to the fungus, but until researchers can figure out why, the race is on to control the spores that spread it. Here's how they do it at Mammoth Cave National Park in Kentucky.
By simply having our visitors walking over about 16 feet of carpet.
Followed by a soapy biomat to clear any spores from their shoes in hopes of stopping white nose syndrome before entire species of bats go extinct. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.